You're listening to SBS News.
Taiwan is roaring and ready to defend itself as a political war boils over between its allies down under. Labor Senator Penny Wong is accusing the government of heightening the prospects of war in Taiwan for political purposes.
The greatest risk to peace, stability and prosperity in our region is the risk of conflict in Taiwan. That said, it is not a risk contained to our region. The consequences of a kinetic conflict over Taiwan, with the potential for escalation, would be catastrophic for humanity.
Senator Wong's concerns centre around Defence Minister Peter Dutton's recent declaration that it would be inconceivable for Australia not to join the United States in a war to defend Taiwan against China. She delivered her scathing criticism of his approach to handling the sensitive foreign policy matter at a speech at the Australian National University's National Security College in Canberra.
It has been widely reported that the Morrison government want to make national security a focus of the coming election. Amping up the prospect of war against a superpower is the most dangerous election tactic in Australian history. It is a tactic employed by irresponsible politicians who are desperate to hang on to power at any cost.
In turn, Minister Dutton has accused Senator Wong and the Labor Party of maintaining a weak policy of defence and national security.
So, Mr. Speaker, when it comes to the defence of our country, I can assure this weak leader of the opposition, Mr. Speaker, you don't deter an adversary, you don't deter an adversary, and you don't maintain peace in our region from a position of weakness. And, Mr. Speaker, what he is advocating.
Member for
Mr.
Wills.
Speaker, the Australian public know him very well. They know him to be weak on national security.
He also criticised Senator Wong, who is Labor's foreign affairs spokeswoman, for not condemning the Chinese foreign ministry when it accused him of projecting Cold War sentiments and of pocketing selfish political gains by employing anti-China rhetoric.
I noticed the acting Chinese ambassador has been out attacking Australian values, and Senator Wong today doesn't stand up for those values. Instead, Mr. Speaker, she folds in a fit of weakness, Mr. Speaker, and this Leader of the Opposition is leaving no Australian uncertain as to what their view is of him. He is weak when it comes to national security.
Labor's not the only party accusing the government of conducting a scare campaign on national security. Greens leader Adam Bandt also backed Senator Wong's accusations.
Scott Morrison is behind in the poll, so he's trying to engineer a khaki election. The Conservatives, whenever they're doing poorly, they always beat the drums of war. And we've been saying for some months, we're worried that Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton are talking up war with China for their own domestic electoral purposes. When Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton say that war with China is going to drag Australia in, that should send a shiver down the spine of everyone in this country. We, as a country in the region that has a lot to lose if war breaks out between US and China, should be doing everything we can to push for peace.
Both major parties agree the prospects of a flashpoint in Taiwan are rising and that the relationship Australia once had with China has changed dramatically with no resolution in sight. The argument is supported by regional analysts like Michael Shoebridge from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
I don't think there's a reset moment coming for the Australia-China relationship, and I think that's down to the structural behaviour of China rather than Australian policy nuance.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.